今天正道的主题是总要披戴主耶稣基督的第二次讲。
Today's sermon topic is Clothe Yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, Part 2.
弟兄姊妹、慕道朋友，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们一起的同心祷告。
Now let's pray together.
天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praises.
感谢你在2023年的第一个的主日早上，我们能够来到你的施恩座前，来到赞美敬拜。
We thank you, Heavenly Father, that on the first day of 2023, we come to before your throne of grace to worship you and give thanks to you.
天父，你实在是爱我们。
Indeed, Heavenly Father, you love us.
你不单止藉着主耶稣基督的十字架上面成就救恩，将我们从罪过犯当中拯救过来。
You not only saved us from sins and transgressions through the saving grace on the cross by your beloved Son.
你更加留下你自己宝贵的话语。
But you also leave behind your precious word.
让我们常常得着激励，得着教导。
So that we are constantly compelled and being taught.
因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because your word is spirit, is life.
也都恳求因主耶稣基督的宝血在那刻再次洁净涂抹我们一切罪过犯和罪恶。
May the precious blood of the Lord Jesus at this moment once again cleanse all our sins and transgressions.
让我们无拦阻的来到去可以得以亲近主。
So that we can come to draw near to the Lord without obstacles.
也都恳求真理圣灵到去引导我们。
May the Holy Spirit of truth lead us.
使到无论是讲的听的都能够同得造就。
So that the one who speaks and those who listen can be edified.
我们将这段时间仰望恩主你的手里面。
We commit this time to you, Lord.
我们这样祷告感谢交托是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。实在感谢天父让我们在能够在2023年的头一个头一日可以来到去敬拜我们的主我们的神。
Thanks to the Lord, Heavenly Father, that on the first day and Sunday of 2023, we come to worship our Lord, our God.
我们实在何等蒙福蒙爱的一群。
Indeed, how blessed and beloved we are.
相信大家都刚才读到本周的金句。
Just now when we read the weekly verse,
使徒保罗提醒神的儿女。
The Apostle Paul reminds the children of God
在我们一生的当中
that in our entire lives,
单单只有一件事
there is one single thing,
就是忘记背后努力面前
forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead,
向着标杆直跑
towards the goal.
标杆代表效法基督
the goal represents imitating Christ,
跟随基督
Following Christ.
无论我们过往属灵的生命是怎样都好
Whatever our former spiritual state was
都不重要
It's not important anymore
重要是从这一刻开始
What is important is that from this moment on
在神的面前立定志向
Before God we have to set our goal
专一的向目标来到进发
Single-heartedly pressing on toward the goal
愿意效法基督
willing to imitate Christ,
讨神喜
and please God.
愿在新的一年
I hope that in the new year,
以勒家的肢体
brothers and sisters of Jireh Fellowship,
能够在基督的爱里一同来到成长
we can grow together in the love of Christ,
并且互相的建立互相的扶持
and also we edify each other and sustain each other.
虽然前面日子不容易
although the days ahead are not easy
但靠我们靠爱我们的恩主所加给我们的力量
but through the power that our gracious Lord gives us
我们必定能够继续继续前行
we can certainly go on
我们再次的同心同声再诵读今天早上的正道的经文罗马书的13:11-14
In one heart and one voice, let us read today's sermon scriptures. Romans chapter 3, verses 11 to 14.
在这你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候因为我们得救 现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器，行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可放宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增敬嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
誠然好似上次正道時候所講，
As in my previous sermon,
總要披戴主耶穌基督係基督聖徒成聖嘅一個嘅總綱。
Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ is the summation of the sanctification of Christian saints.
咁喺上次我有四個嘅問題，我係有提及到。
Last time I raised four questions.
第一個問題，咁點樣為之披戴主耶穌基督？
The first question, what does it mean to clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ?
第二個問題，點解要披戴主耶穌基督？
The second question, why should we clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ?
第三個問題，點樣去達至披戴主耶穌基督？
The third question, how to result in clothing ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ?
最後一個問題就係披戴主耶穌基督對基督聖徒生命嘅影響。
The last question, what effects does clothing ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ have on us Christians?
第一個問題就係披戴主耶穌基督係咩嘅意思呢？
The first question, what does it mean to clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ?
當講到信徒在世為人，
In regards to how believers should conduct themselves in the world,
使徒保羅用披戴呢個嘅詞彙，
The apostle uses the expression to clothe,
其實意思係穿上，
which means to put on.
披戴主耶穌基督嘅意思係我哋屬主嘅人。
To clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ means we who belong to the Lord,
因為效法基督，
through imitating Christ,
被主耶穌基督嘅義所覆蓋，
we are covered by the righteousness of the Lord Jesus,
以致到我哋嘅生命似主，
so that our lives are like the Lord,
有主嘅性情同埋美德，
we have the same nature and goodness of the Lord.
換句話講，
in other words,
主耶稣以怜悯、仁慈、谦虚，
Lord treated the people around him with compassion, kindness, humility,
温柔忍耐，
gentleness, patience,
饶恕以及爱心去对待周遭的人，
forgiveness and love.
信徒在得救之后，
after believers receive the salvation,
在生命的成长的过程当中，
in the process of their growth in spiritual life,
亦都应当流露出主耶稣这些的性情和美德，
they should also demonstrate these characters and goodness.
所以当人见到我们的时候，
therefore when people see us,
可以见到我们有基督的样式，
they can see we have the likeness of Christ.
为什么我们要披戴主耶稣基督？
Why should we clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ?
基督圣徒蒙恩归主之后，
after conversion to Christ,
必须在世上学习生命上嘅成圣圣义。
Christian saints should learn sanctification while on earth.
而且亦都要喺世人面前有美好嘅见证。
And they should bear good testimony before the world.
正喺腓立比书嘅一章27节上半节都有讲到，只要你们行事为人与基督嘅福音相称。
As it is written in Philippians chapter 1:20-27a, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
当我们有基督的义在我们的生命里头的时候，
When we have the righteous life of Christ in our life,
我们的思想、动机、态度、言语和行为上面，
In our thoughts, motives, attitudes, words and deeds,
都能够活出主嘅样式。
Can live out the image of the Lord.
使荣耀归于父神。
For glory to be given to God the Father.
另一方面
On the other hand,
罗马书嘅十三章十一节嘅下半节同埋第十二节嘅上半节提到。
Romans chapter 13, verse 11b and 12a tells us.
因为我们得救，现今比初信嘅时候更近了，黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here.
当我们来到去环顾世界的局势的时候，
When we look around us in the world scenario,
你会发觉那个情况是急剧的趋向恶化。
We can see the condition is rapidly declining.
圣经所预言主耶稣基督回来的日子，
What the Bible has prophesied about the second coming of the Lord Jesus,
比以往的时候真是更加的近，
is nearer than when it was before.
当我们看回这两节经文告诉我们，
These two verses tell us,
主耶稣真的要很快要回来。
The second coming of Christ is more imminent.
正如我上次讲到，很多时候我们都是不自觉地陷入两种的情况的里面。
As I mentioned last time, very often we unknowingly fall into these two situations.
第一种的情况就是属灵上面的昏睡。
The first situation is in a state of spiritual slumber.
第二种的情况就是属灵上面的自满。
The second situation is spiritual self-complacency.
咁深盼你会能够生发一出一份嘅属灵上边嘅迫切感。
I hope you will have a spiritual sense of urgency.
咁点样达至披戴基督咧
？How to result in clothing ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ？
当神嚟到怜悯我哋
，When God has mercy on us，
让我哋生发一份属灵上边嘅迫切感
，and enables us to have a spiritual sense of urgency，
必须有三样嘅事情。按照次序来到去实行。
There are three things that we have to do according to their order.
以致能够达到披戴基督。
So that we can clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ.
活出基督的样式。
And live out the image of Christ.
让基督的生命在我们里头掌权作王。
And let the life of Christ reign in us.
第一样的事情，该趁早睡醒。
The first thing is, the hour has come for us to wake up from our slumber.
第二样的事情是脱去暗昧的行为。
The second thing is to put aside the deeds of darkness.
第三样的事情是带上光明的兵器。
The third thing is to put on the armor of light.
上次正道已经讲了第一样的事情。
In my previous sermon, I talked about the first thing.
就是该趁早睡醒。
The hour has come for us to wake up from our slumber.
今天早上会继续的讲到第二样的事情和第三样的事情。
This morning I'm going to continue to talk about the second and third things.
第二样的事情就是我们要脱去暗昧的行为。
The second thing is to put aside the deeds of darkness.
暗昧的行为在加拉太书五章十九到二十一节这里提到。
Concerning deeds of darkness, Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21 tell us.
情欲的事都是显然易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
The acts of the sinful nature are obvious, sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、憎敬、忌恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端。
Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred,discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, fractions.
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。
And envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like.
我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事的人不能承受神的国。
I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
保罗提醒信徒要从这些的败坏的情欲的事分别出来。
Paul reminds believers to separate themselves from these corrupt ways.
在以弗所书，他提醒信徒。
In the book of Ephesians, he reminds believers.
那暗昧无益的事，不要与人同行。
have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness,
倒要责备行这事的人,
but rather expose them.
因为我们知道神就是光,
because we know that God is light,
在他毫无黑暗,
in him there is no darkness.
黑暗是代表罪恶,
darkness stands for sin.
神是圣洁的神,
God is a holy God.
神与罪恶完全没有任何半点的关系,
God has nothing, has absolutely nothing to do with sin.
所以在约翰一书提到,
therefore in 1 John it says,
我们若说是与神相交却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
If we claim to have fellowship with him yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth.
所以我们当悔改离开旧日的行为,
therefore we should repent and turn away from the former ways.
所以在以弗所书的四章二节讲到,
in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22 it says,
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
With regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
脱去有悔改抛弃的意思。
Regarding putting off our old self, it means repent and to turn away from.
脱去行为上的旧人。
Regarding putting off our old self,
包括保罗在罗马书的十三章十三节的下半节讲到。
Including Romans chapter 13, verse 13b.
不可放宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增敬嫉妒。
Not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy.
情欲可分为肉体和思想的两个方面。
Desires of the sinful nature include the aspects of the flesh and thoughts.
在约翰一书的二章十六节这里讲到。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 16.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并甘心的骄傲。
For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does,
都不是从父来的,
comes not from the Father,
乃是从世界来的,
but from the world.
放宴醉酒, 好色邪荡,
orgies and drunkenness, sexual immorality and debauchery,
可归纳成肉体上边的犯罪,
can be classified as sins of the flesh.
因为人放纵自己肉体的需要,
because man does not restrain the desires of the flesh,
以致犯罪,
he sins as a result.
放宴醉酒,
orgies and drunkenness,
好色邪荡,
sexual immorality and debauchery,
的败坏的生命,
this kind of corruptness in life,
有可能是在神儿女未信主之前的一个写照。
Can perhaps be a description of God's children before their conversion to Christ.
但是当信徒蒙恩归主之后,
but when believers receive this grace of salvation,
保罗祝福信徒切勿堕入这些罪恶陷阱当中,
Paul exhorts them not to fall into these traps of sins.
然而增敬嫉妒,
on the other hand, discord and jealousy,
却可以归纳成思想上边嘅犯罪,
can be classified as sins of the thoughts.
因为人出于骄傲自义,
because of man's pride and self-righteousness,
往往就会生发到增敬嫉妒,
discord and jealousy will result,
以致会犯罪,
which lead to sin.
咁就会嚟到嗰个问题啦,
but then we come to another question.
但是为什么保罗会将荒宴醉酒、好色邪荡、增敬嫉妒摆在一起来去讲?
Why does Paul put sexual immorality and debauchery alongside with discord and jealousy?
因为这些的罪,
because these sins,
正如刚刚读到约翰一书所提到,
as we have just read from 1 John,
这些通通都是从世界而来的,
are all from the world.
从世界而来, 换句话说,
another way of saying from the world,
都是从那空中掌权者的首领魔鬼撒旦而来,
is from the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the devil Satan.
保罗分别在我们刚才读到的加太书五章十九到二十一节。
In Galatians chapter 5 verses 19 to 21.
以及哥罗西书的三章五节到九节。
And Colossians chapter 3 verses 5 to 9.
将憎敬忌恨恼怒。
Paul includes discord, jealousy, fits of rage,
结党和纷争等等。
Dissensions and factions, etc.
都包括在其他的情欲的事情里面。
They are included as in other sinful natures.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
保罗所讲的方言醉酒、好色邪荡。
Paul mentions orgies and drunkenness, sexual immorality and debauchery.
当我们蒙恩归主之后，
After our conversion to Christ,
靠着主所加的力量，
Through the strength given to us by the Lord,
我们能够对这些事情谨慎自守。
We can be self-controlled and alert against these things,
以免被魔鬼留地步，
so that we don't give a foothold to the devil.
但是保罗所讲到的憎敬嫉妒，
But Paul also mentions dissension and jealousy,
却非常的容易在教会里面来到发生。
These things easily happen in the church.
我们需要特别的来到去警惕。
We should be particularly vigilant about these.
因为倘若掉以轻心，
Because if we are being negligent,
那恶者就是有机可乘，
the evil one will take advantage of the opportunity.
因为这些事情，
Because these things,
会引起弟兄姊妹之间的摩擦和嫌隙，
cause conflicts and grievances among brothers and sisters.
教会是基督的身体，
Church is the body of Christ.
如果教会发生事情，
When these things happen in church,
最痛心的是哪一个呢？
Who is the one who is the most grieved?
莫过于将我们从罪恶过犯当中拯救过来的恩主耶稣基督。
He is none other than the one who saved us from sins and transgressions, our Lord Jesus Christ.
深盼我们都能够好像腓立比书二章三节所讲到的，
I hope that we are like what is said in Philippians chapter 3.
凡事不可结党，
Do not have dissensions.
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，
Do not crave vanity,
只要全心谦卑，
But be humble,
各人看别人比自己强，
Regard others as better than ourselves.
第三样的事情是讲到的，就是我要带上光明的兵器。
The third thing is to put on the armor of light.
保罗曾经讲到信徒是天上的国民。
Paul has told us believers that our citizenship is in heaven.
所以我们活在世上，但我们并不属于这个世界。
So while we live in the world, we are not of the world.
但纵使是这样，
Nevertheless,
我们在世寄居的生活，
In our pilgrimage on earth,
必须要反映到我们属天的身份。
We must reflect our citizenship of heaven.
保罗在腓立比书的一章二十七节的神末节，我们刚才都会提到的，就是信徒的行事为人要与基督的福音相称。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 27a, Paul mentions believers should conduct themselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
而以弗所书的五章八到九节这里讲到，
And in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 8 to 9,
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness,And truth.
所以信徒当活出光明子女的样式。
Therefore, believers should live out the image of children of light.
因为神就是光。
Because God is the light.
我们若在光明中行，
But if we walk in the light,
如同神在光明中，
As he is in the light,
就彼此相交。
We have fellowship with one another.
他儿子耶稣的血亦都洗净我们一切的罪。
And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
刚才我读的这节经文是记载在约翰一书的一章七节。
The passage I just read is recorded in 1 John chapter 1 verse 7.
这节经文呢,
this passage is saying,
意思是当属神的人行在真理当中并且过一个圣洁的生活,
when people of God walk in the truth and live a life of holiness,
他必定能够来到亲近神,
they can certainly draw near to God.
而且主耶稣基督的宝血能够不断的洁净涂抹他一切的罪污,
and the precious blood of the Lord Jesus can continue to cleanse and wipe out all sin, all stains of sin.
以致他在神面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So that before God they can become holy and without blemish.
保罗用光明的兵器去比喻信徒过光明的人生。
Paul uses armor of light as an analogy of believers' life of light.
目的是想带出信徒在世上呢,
the purpose is to illustrate that in the world,
其实时刻都是在一个争战的状态当中,
believers are constantly in a state of battle,
就好比士兵在战场上的争战,
just like soldiers fighting in the battlefield.
所以保罗在提摩太前书的6章11到12节来说,
therefore Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 11 to 12,
但你这属神的人要逃避这些事, 追求公义, 敬虔, 信心, 爱心, 忍耐, 温柔。
But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness.
你要为真道打那美好的仗,
fight the good fight of the faith,
持定永生,
take hold of the eternal life,
你为此被召,
to which you were called,
也在许多见证人面前,
while when you made your good confession,
已经作了那美好的见证,
in the presence of many witnesses,
所以要达至披戴主耶稣基督,
therefore to result in clothing ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们必须经常地做我刚才提到的三件事情,
there are three things that we need to do constantly.
第一样的事情就是该趁早睡醒,
the first thing, the hour has come for us to wake up from our slumber,
因为黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Because the night is nearly over, the day is almost here.
路加福音和马可福音都分别记载了主耶稣基督要门徒来到去警醒。
Luke and also Mark have passages from the Lord to tell us to be alert.
在路加福音的21章34到36节这里讲到,
in Luke chapter 21 verses 34 to 36,
主耶稣说, 你们要谨慎, 恐怕因贪食醉酒,
the Lord Jesus says, be careful or your hearts will be weighted down,
并甘心的思虑累住你们的心,
with dissipation, drunkenness and the anxieties of life,
那日子 就如同网络忽然临到你们,
and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap,
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人,
for it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth,
你们要时时警醒,
be always on the watch,
常常祈求,
and pray,
使你们能逃避这一切要来的事,
that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen,
得以站立在人子面前,
and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
在马可福音的13章33和37节这里讲到,
in Mark chapter 13 verses 33 and 37,
你们要谨慎,
be on the guard,
警醒祈祷,
be alert,
因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到,
you do not know when that time will come,
我对你们所说的话,
what I say to you,
也是对众人说,
I say to everyone,
要警醒,
watch.
这刻我们被提醒,
at this moment we are being reminded,
要醒过来,
to wake up from our slumber,
不要做属灵上边昏睡的人,
do not be people who slumber in the spiritual sense,
也不要做属灵上自满的人,
also don't be spiritually self-complacent,
我们必须要有一份属灵上的迫切感,
we must have a spiritual sense of urgency,
而且到主回来的日子,
also at the return of the Lord.
属神嘅人必须喺基督嘅台前嚟到交账。
People of God must give account before the judgment seat of Christ.
而到时仲未信主嘅亲人朋友。
At that time, those unbelieving relatives and friends
就再冇机会。
We have no more chance.
我哋得把握机会。
So we have to grasp the opportunities
去向佢哋讲主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
To preach to them the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
第二样嘅事情就系要脱去暗昧嘅行为。
The second thing to put aside the deeds of darkness.
暗昧嘅行为嘅始作俑者系魔鬼撒旦。
The original culprit of deeds of darkness is the devil Satan.
暗昧嘅行为同神嘅圣洁光明嘅国度完全无关系。
Deeds of darkness has nothing to do with the holy and bright kingdom of God.
第三样嘅事情就系带上光明嘅兵器。
The third thing to put on the armor of light.
因为信徒活喺世上边。
Because believers living in the world,
严如士兵喺战场。
Are just like soldiers in a battlefield.
行事为人与基督嘅福音相称。
Whatever happens, to conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
以致能够灭绝那恶者如火箭般嘅攻击。
So that we can distinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
咁最后一个问题咧。
The last question.
披戴基督对我哋生命嘅影响。
What are the effects of clothing ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ?
刚才提到这三样的事情，如果我们要有效的去实践呢？
The three things that I just mentioned, if we are to put them into practice effectively,
当中有一个窍门。
There is a key.
让我们同他们读一节的经文，就是记载在哥林多后书的三章十八节。
Let us read the passage together. It is recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
哥林多后书的三章十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
如果我们找到一起的，要读出来。
We can read together.
我们众人既然躺着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
I am using the King James Version here. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
经文当中镜子是神的话语。
In the passage, there is word the glass, which is the word of God.
亦即系我哋嘅圣经。
That is the Bible.
若果我哋要披戴主耶稣基督
，If we are to clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ,
我哋必须要认识基督。
We must know Christ.
要认识基督咧
，To know Christ,
唯有系单单嘅透过圣经。
It is solely through the Bible.
我哋先至能够清楚嘅见到我哋。荣耀的救主。
Then we can clearly see the Lord's glory.
透过圣灵的引导和帮助呢
？Through the guidance and help of the Holy Spirit.
当我们越是定睛在主的身上边
，The more we fix our eyes on the Lord.
我们同时间亦都逐渐被改变成越来越似我们的主。
At the same time, the more we are being transformed to the likeness of the Lord.
而且让我们从一个的层次。
Also, we can go from one level
进到去另一个层次
to the next,
以致我们能够更深地认识我们荣耀的救主
so that we have a deeper understanding of our Lord.
这个是我们效法基督成圣成义的过程
This is the process for us to imitate Christ and to be sanctified.
此外，唯有透过圣经
Furthermore, only through the Bible,
我们才能够同主有亲密无间的关系。
Can we have an intimate relationship with the Lord?
以致我们在末世的时间
So that in the end times,
警醒紧守
We can be alert and self-controlled,
并且愿意过一个讨神喜悦的人生
And be willing to live a life of holiness and to please God,
成为神荣耀的见证人
To become, people who testify for the glory of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
2023年你准备点样嚟到去度过咧
？How are you going to spend 2023？
生怕我哋能够从忙碌嘅人生当中，我哋停一停落嚟。
I hope we can take a pause from the busyness of our lives，
能够自我省察
，to have some self-examination。
正如好似保罗提醒信徒。
As what Paul reminds believers,
在哥林多后书的十三章的第五节上半节这里讲到
In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 5a,
你们总要自己省察有信心没有，也要自己试验。
Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves.
而且在省察过程的当中
And in the process of self-examination,
我哋当问一问我哋自己。
We have to ask ourselves，
究竟我哋喺基督里边嘅信心
，our faith in Christ，
对我哋嘅人生影响有几深
？How profound is the impact on our lives？
然而影响我哋嘅行事为人
，the things that influence the way we conduct ourselves，
系从圣经嘅教导啊
？Are they from the teachings of the Bible？
因为从这个世界的价值体系
Or from the value systems of the world
当我们能够时常的自我来到省察
Only when we constantly examine ourselves
我们的人生才不会被这个世界来到同化
Then our lives can be spared from being assimilated into the culture of the world
唯有效法基督
Only by imitating Christ
披戴基督
and clothing ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ
以致能够抗衡这个世界对我们的影响
Can we counteract the influence that the world has on us?
求神来到去帮助我们每一个
May the Lord help each one of us
让我们一同来到起立唱回应的诗歌成为我意象
Let us stand and sing the responding hymn Be Thou My Vision
但靠心中王成为我意象，万事无所慕，为主是希望。愿你居首位，日夜都思想。工作或睡觉，似用作我光，成为我智慧，成为我箴言。我愿上近你，你作我良伴。你是升天父，我得厚志权，离住我心殿，我与你结连，不挂衣服，如不羡慕虚荣，主是。唯有主基督能居我心中，他是天上王，圣真福权能，天上大君王，辉煌的太阳。我认得成着天乐可分享，敬语虽无常，但靠心中王，掌管万有者，成为我意象。
哋一齐嘅同心祷告。
Now let's pray.
天父上帝，实在感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, indeed we give you thanks and praises.
感谢你赐下主救主耶稣基督。
We thank you for giving us the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
正如诗歌所讲。
As what is said in the hymn.
愿主耶稣基督成为我哋一生嘅意象。
May the Lord Jesus be our vision in our entire lives.
让我哋一生，我哋定睛喺主耶稣基督嘅身上边。
So that all our lives we fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus.
让我哋被主嘅爱嚟到去激励。
Let us be compelled by the love of Christ.
走一条圣圣圣义嘅道路。
To walk on the path of sanctification.
虽然那恶者会不断嘅嚟到去攻击我哋。
Although the evil one will continue to attack us.
但系靠住那加给我哋力量嘅恩主耶稣基督。
But through the gracious Lord who gives us strength.
我哋必定能够去胜过。
We can certainly overcome.
求主嚟到去帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
因为呢个系黑夜嘅时间。
Because it is the time of the night.
白昼将到。
And the day is almost here.
主求你嚟到帮助我哋嚟到警醒谨守。
Lord, help us to be alert and self-controlled.
求主帮助以勒加每一位嘅肢体。
May the Lord help each and every one of Jairo Fellowship.
如果在喺我哋当中嘅有慕道嘅朋友
，If there are those among us who are not yet believers,
求圣灵引导光照。
May the Holy Spirit guide and enlighten.
让我哋能够早日嘅蒙恩归主
，So that they can receive the grace of salvation.
我哋咁样祷告感谢交托系奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.